And I like cobbler. He had a week before last at Sifton Club, they had a peach cobbler. I got a saucer of that, and the week before they had blackberries. Mm-hmm. And I got some of that. Mm-hmm.
What do you call a sweet liquid that you might pour over a pie or a cake?
Well, there's different juices. Usually, if you use pineapple, you'll save that juice and mm-hmm. pour over it.
Well, suppose this is milk or cream mixed with sugar and nutmeg.
That'd just be a mixture of juice that you prepared.
All right.
Now, what you'd call it, I wouldn't know.
That will do. Let's go on and finish this section on food since we started this business on food before we get too hungry. If dinner was already on the table and everybody was just standing around, what would you say to them?
Let's eat.
Okay. What would you tell them to do?
If they don't know where to sit, you invite them and tell them where to sit. And then when you sit down, you ask somebody, usually the host, you ask the blessing, the man and the wife, usually it's the man, mm-hmm. but don't they ask somebody eating there to return thanks or ask the blessing. Mm-hmm. Started eating here a while back, leftovers for about the third day after it had Thanksgiving. I started eating and the old lady said, "You're not going to ask the blessing." I said, "No, it's been blessed enough already 4 or 5 times.
Yep, that's right, okay. if you didn't want somebody to wait until a dish was passed to them, you'd say, go ahead and
help yourself.
Mm-hmm. And if you didn't want something that was passed to you, what would you say? No, thank you.
No, thank you. It's best to always take just the dash, even if you leave it on your mm-hmm. plate for it. You take the women, they're peculiar. And maybe what their passion is their favorite dish. Mm-hmm. Well, you cramp the feeling or hurt the feeling if you don't take out a little. I usually take out and eat a bite or two. Mm-hmm. It don't take much. Of course, over the last few years, I've had to turn down lots of things because I'm a diabetic. Mm-hmm.
Well, would you say I don't care for it or I don't want it or what?
Excuse me, I'm not allowed to eat the
uh-huh.
sweets.
Yeah, that's good.
But I right now where I eat what I want to. Mm. I wasn't supposed to eat meat and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Fat meat, I could eat any red meat.
Mm-hmm. But you can eat it now?
I do it.
Well?
Where it's right or not.
Well, you seem to be doing all right, so it must be okay. What do you call that grain that they eat in China and Japan? And they eat it here too. The white
rice.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And let's see. You mentioned syrup earlier. What is something that's like syrup, but it's dark and thick? And I don't like it. You put it in gingerbread. That's all I do with it.
Right now,
I think it's made out of sorghum.
Well, listen.
Yeah.
Me and you maybe have got the wrong terminology.
Maybe we use different words for the same thing.
Down in South Georgia, they grow ribbon cane, mm-hmm. and that is a thin-like, and from a green to a purple or yellow color. Mm-hmm. Up here, we use what we call a regular sorghum cane mm-hmm. that we make the syrup.
Mm-hmm. Well, is it dark color?
And it's a variety that makes a color, and the one that cooks the syrup.
Mm-hmm. Do you have the stuff that's really black? I think there's one kind called blackstrap.
It's a blackstrap molasses.
And is that the same as syrup?
It's a syrup, but that's grown mostly to feed hogs.